You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We begin with the market. We know that we're here in the subprime mortgage crisis, but how did we get here? That's a bit of a story. And as the Federal Reserve meets to consider interest rates, where they should go, up, down, the speculation is they will do nothing this week. We want to talk about Freddie Mac, because it appears that years ago, within Freddie Mac, the mortgage lender, the companion to Fannie Mae, within Freddie Mac, there was an individual or set of individuals who were warning that the risks the company was taking were way out of range of the amount of capital the company had to back it. Joining us now is Charles Duhigg, who is a correspondent for the New York Times, who talks about the story of Freddie Mac and its risk assessment inside the company in a New York Times story today. Charles, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So explain, first of all, how this worked. There were people inside Freddie Mac whose job it was to pay attention to risk and capitalization. They were delivering one message, but the head of Freddie Mac was doing something quite different.
Every company has people inside whose job it is to monitor risk. And in 2004, the chief risk officer for Freddie Mac wrote a memo, according to him, that he gave to the chief executive, a man named Richard Syron, warning that the company was buying larger and larger numbers of risky loans, and those loans would pose a risk to the institution. At the time, that chief risk officer said that he asked Mr. Syron to put in place some measures that would limit how much risk the company was taking on, but that Mr. Syron declined to do so.
Now, we should point out that Richard Syron wasn't buying risky loans because he was some kind of a nut. He was buying them because there were extraordinary financial incentives to do so, incentives that he could put on the bottom line in his quarterly reports, correct?
There were a lot of pressures, and I think the two biggest ones were, first of all, Congress at the time and throughout this period has really leaned on both Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to buy larger and larger numbers of risky loans as part of supporting affordable housing initiatives. Secondly, from the period of 2004 through about the beginning of 2007, as the housing market was booming, there were a lot more competitors coming into the mortgage marketplace. And so Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were under pressure to maintain their market shares by buying larger and larger numbers of risky loans because there was just a lot more competition for the really safe loans.
Now, what were the individuals within the company saying that Freddie Mac should do if it was going to continue buying these loans, things that maybe Syron didn't heed the warning of and didn't take action on?
It's a little complicated just because mortgages, and particularly Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, are complicated in and of themselves. But basically, there were a handful of executives that recommended a number of things. First of all, they recommended that the company put a limit on what acceptable default rates they would have on loans that they purchased. Secondly, some executives recommended that they maintain a really thick capital cushion so that they would have a lot of extra money if things started getting bad. And as part of that, in later years, people also recommended that the company raise money by selling new shares of stock. Many of those recommendations, though, it appears, were disregarded.
And as a result, we're in a situation now where Freddie Mac is looking to have the federal government bail it out, or at the very least buy stock in the company and support it as it tries to get through this very, very difficult time. Charles Duhigg, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Charles Duhigg is a correspondent for the New York Times with the story in today's paper about warnings within Freddie Mac that things were way too risky and undercapitalized as we headed into the subprime mortgage crisis. Warnings back in 2004. Adora?